low people, it's a pretty standard, boring. Fuck it, something else to do. Excuse the French. And I decided to do a review. Oops, got a sink full of water with a teaspoon in it. So, pull the plug in and washing that bowl, and yeah, I did say washing that bowl and let that out. We're going to do a review. That's one of the sort of non-electric gadgets seen. Washing bowl and plug makes it a hell of a lot easier than having to lift and washing that bowl when you have weak wrists or difficulty small hands or whatever. Yay, so I've just done, I've got some very nice milk out of the fridge. And from Waitrose, you can actually buy buffalo milk. So I've got some full cream here. Because this gadget we're going to review is one of my favourite gadgets in this flat. Aside from the two robots in the other room, just installed earlier this week, the computer and the two Logitech speaker systems. Right, we have a stand next to the gadget we're going to review with some of these things in it called T-disc. T-disc is like measuring spoon, not so much measuring cup, because I've heard another reviews of similar coffee machines. A plastic measuring spoon with a sort of big sort of cut out thing with a sharp hole in it on the top, and the thing for the lid on it, like a yogurt pot. Well, sort of more of a pot noodle pot, that sort of lid. On the other side of it, goes in one way, the pod holder on the top with the Yeah, there's still some coffee powder on here where the capsule actually blew in my machine the other day. It's making a noise. I didn't actually know it had blown until a bit later when I noticed it was all over the side and over the hopefully it'll be filtering through with the water from subsequent cups of coffee. Right, I'm gonna get that out. Can actually lift the pod holder out, contrary to how it looked when I first got it. I'm going to wipe round. I'm going to get the coffee off there. Put it back in. What we're going to review is my fairly new Tassimo Joy machine that I got at the beginning of May last month. It's the either T43 probably 265 actually, because I weighed the water tank. It takes about 62 ounces of water. I think we're looking at 265, Jobby. There's no sense in calling it T43 or whatever if it takes less water. Right, then the water tank. it before we do. Let's check we have enough water in the back, which I think we do. Bloody hell. I'm going to move the... I forgot to lift it out whilst the kettle on the stand. Where my pods live. Fill it up. Okay. Use normal bloody water in there. I use a filter water. Which fortunately it does actually have a built-in filter. Which I'm wiggling around with my finger there. So we don't need to use filter water as such, but I prefer to. Anyway, it's mainly filtered water in there. And a little bit of tap water I accidentally added. I wasn't thinking. I was doing the review and multitasking at the... which I don't usually do when making a cuppa. We have Aussie border control, border security rather, on the TV in the other room. Background sound. The tank is slotted into the back of the machine. It's hot weather, it's getting to me. Which is partly why we're, you know, my guide dog and I, we're both indoors. I can't sit out in the sun for long periods, no kidding. Although it's quite rather pink colour. So, coffee machine cleaned up a bit, the holder's back in, the capsule is on the thing where it's been pierced when the lid goes down. Like so. I've got mainly coffee capsules at the moment. Cappuccino, espresso, some Kenko in there. You can get all sorts, you can get hot chocolate, Cadbury, Souchard or Milka. That's three I know you can get anyway. You can get English breakfast tea, and I've just put a bit too much milk in my mug. I was talking. So I'm going to drink a little bit of that. Tea you can get one of the sort of citrus flavour. Twinings. English breakfast tea. What else? Earl Grey. Green tea, I think. Chai latte. No, that's coffee. Chai. Whatever it is. Chia. Various other strange and wonderful hot beverages, right. You press our button, press our big button on the front, which has got plus button above it and the minus button below it, which will hit plus now before the water goes in and hope that it will give me a full cup. If not, I will have to hold the button down to add more water. And there we go, I think I'm going to get a full cup out of it. Flavouring emptying phase. So were to press a button after it had done that, it would give you more water. You get the taste of a used coffee pod. It isn't very nice at all. As I have experience with this machine, and also in the sunflower, I had pour it like this. Going to go through the sucking out the air from the pod, letting all the air out of it and steam. Like so. That's done. I'm going to lift the brewer. That's what the bit on the top's called. We're going to lift that up. I need to remove the coffee board fairly quickly into the bin because it is hot. We've just been heated to a temperature of about 175 Celsius. When the machine made my coffee. So, do a sugary bit. As to what you add to your coffee, I wouldn't recommend getting the cream or capsules if you can help it, although you do get them in the variety boxes you can order online. They're not very nice at all. It's like I've tried baby formula. It's like putting the chocolate of that in your coffee. Blah. So I wouldn't recommend it, but I would recommend you get extra thick creamy milk like I have here. Not necessarily cow's milk either, just creamy, that consistency. I go with that if you want an extra nice cup of coffee you're about to enjoy. Set the spoon in. I have two sugars in the coffee. Well, one of these coffees anyway, I wouldn't go down the church and have that because it's here, how good that is. And those of you who have a Keurig machine, this Tassimo, as I've just demonstrated, is all one hand operation, all one button. The actual technology inside the machine will tell the machine the best way to make the drink. Each of these capsules has a barcode which it scans, like we heard at the beginning of the process when it was making the thudding noise. It was scanning and reading the barcode on the lid of a capsule, which goes upside down in the pod holder there, and it was telling the machine how to effectively how to make the drink, which it does perfectly almost every time. In this machine, the Tassimo Joy, like I've got, is good, very good space saving model, which is why I got it. I've only got so much space in my kitchen, and it's actually perched on a very narrow sort of oblong of work surface between my sink and my cooker, between my drainer and my cooker. Just cleaning this out again. So the brew, it does tend to get a bit dirty. Mine does anyway. Same again. We're actually keeping it in good working order by cleaning it like so. I recommend just a damp tissue like I use there. As its little computer inside here. Should the capsule explode or anything. That's clean to my satisfaction. I shall prepare to the other room with my cuppa. Let's see, there is a dog in the closet. Yep, he's jumped up. Customary when we come in. Especially when I'm recording. My desk just in front of me. And we should stop and upload this through, I think. Well, I enjoy it. I've got a couple of messages to flip people. About stuff that happened on Friday, so. Over and out for now, people.